Yo, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
Hi, I'm Gina.
Duh. Welcome to another week of Effective Immediately-ness. Thank you to the chat. Thank you for subscribing to our channels and following us on our social medias, etc. And, oh, we have a treat for you. But before we do that, go get some merch. You know what I'm saying? We got our links up. You know what the fuck going on. You know what I'm saying? YouTube said I could curse in the first 8 seconds or whatever. You know what the fuck going on. Go to culturemerch.shop. Get our Effective Immediately merch. Gina has some stuff too.
Yeah, you can head over to ginaviews.la and purchase the t-shirts. Shut the fuck up and rap. Gina View shirt. And what else I got? Oh, R&B bitch.
What else I got? That's how you know you bossed up. What else I got for
what
sale?
Else I got? And then hopefashions.com, the card game. And shout out to y'all because I notice when we drop an episode that I see orders coming in.
Facts.
Yeah, so thank everybody for your purchases. Shout out to y'all. If you made a purchase within the last week, your order is on the way.
Okay.
It's in process. Damn, the airport. I know you got an email because I print my labels out. I got a printer at home now. But that don't mean your shirt printed. Everything's made to order. So it ain't on the way, but it's the process of it.
It's in processing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's back orders.
Back orders.
Yeah, exactly. Lightweight, low-key history lesson. We started Effective Immediately just over a year ago.
Yes.
This is Gina View's first time ever doing radio. Mm-hmm. And it's something that we've been working on very, very hard. Gina Views, in case you don't know, a little behind the scenes, she does a lot of work behind the scenes, doing our video clips. PB, our producer Nay, is working our videos, and she produces the entire show. And I say all that to say it because we're entering another iteration of Effective Immediately.
You want to cry a little bit?
I don't think I'm going to cry because I don't really, my tear glands don't work like that.
But you feel the emotion though? Like your eyes could be dry, but it's like, dang, I kind of feel the like.
Yeah.
The emotion.
Yeah. You but know? It's neurons firing in my brain though.
I need a Wale translator.
So big announcement. We're doing our first live show. If you would like to come and hang out and fuck with us in a real way, in person, we are doing our first live show here in Los Angeles area. And all the details will be out Monday. I can't really say too much right now, but it is going to happen. And it's going to happen extremely soon. So turn your notifications on.
On YouTube, everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, turn your notifications
TikTok,
on.
TikTok, turn the notifications. If you follow us anywhere, turn the notifications on if you're going to be in the L.A. area, I would say somewhere around next week.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Turn the notifications on because it's going to be dope. That's all I'm going to say right now. But thank you for fucking with us, and we appreciate you. You have anything to say about it?
Mm-hmm. See y'all soon.
Come fuck with us. You are an interesting person. Well, first of all, you got a lisp. And I don't know if you be trying to minimize your talking. And you know how when people got them grills in?
Yeah.
And they be like, they got their bottom lip be hanging?
That's how I feel right now.
Like you got a grill in? Why you got
a
lisp?
I be wearing my grill. So I feel like I got a grill in right now. It's tight as motherfucker.
Okay.
Okay, so I've always had a lisp, but I know how to hide my lisp. I actually had real, training when I was a kid.
Oh.
Yeah, this was a
speech
thing.
Impediment.
Yeah, that was the thing. I literally had to go to classes and stuff to you know, hide my lisp or whatever. So now this motherfucker is here. Mm. It's back because I have retainers in. Shout out to James. Shout out to Dr. Kennedy. My good people over at Cal Dental.
Yep. The best in fucking California.
No, hey, you don't understand. I was so mad when I woke up because I'm happy with my results, right? But I went to the dentist, and then we had to do what we did. So Dr. James just put my trays in or whatever. I never took no before pictures. Mm. So when I woke up this morning, my gap was closed.
Not overnight dental.
Yeah, it was instant. And I'm like, now these people going to think I'm a paid actor because I don't be believing them bitches on TikTok. Them bitches on TikTok, they have the same issue, same video, but different product that cured it. Mm-hmm. from over, and it's a 6 month gap between every, you know, like every video or whatever. So this is not an ad. Like, this is not an ad. I am not an actor. When I woke up, had my Invisalign, I woke up at 8 a.m. I got my trays about 1 p.m. the day before. That's less than 24 hours. When I woke up, my gap was closed. And you know, because we went to go eat, I took these shits out.
Yeah.
I didn't even have them in. I'm supposed to have them in 22 hours a day.
Popped them right.
I popped them right out, yeah. But yeah, so we talked about it on the show, how I wanted to close my gap. So I did get my, I got these in. I have to wear them until February. So hopefully between now and February, I get back comfortable with like my normal talking, because I got an announcement next week. So tune in next Friday. I need my mouth back regular. I'm just thinking of all the shit that I can't do.
That's like
do.
You looking up at a nigga, I need my mouth back.
Pause, nigga. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm fucking you up with the clip.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I can't wait to clip you. but, yeah, shout out to our people. Me and Head do have the same dentist. Shout out to our people. Very professional. We just talked about, remember our last time you was like, nigga, you just went to the dentist.
I just went. I don't even, when I was a kid, fuck that. As a grown ass man, I hate the dentist. I had no problem going to the dentist no more because it's such a great experience. And I'm like, it don't hurt. I don't got to go lay down for the rest of the day. Like, I can just go live my life, like Thug said.
They are really great. Whoop-de-doo. They are really great people.
Yeah.
And shout out to Dr. J.
Family-owned business. Like.
So I did do also a quick week recap. I did Nick Cannon show.
I did see you.
I did do Nick Cannon show.
What was it called? It's late night or?
Nick Cannon at night.
Nick Cannon at night.
Which is a play off of.
Nick at night.
Exactly. Yeah. Dr. James did pull up with his wife.
Word.
Yeah. He came. He supported. That's what I'm like. They just good people. Like, you know, he did a nice. His recap video far better than mine. I didn't even get one. This shit fire. You got just the food, the drinks, pictures, you know. Yeah. But Nick Cannon, I have grown. I've always Nick Cannon. So Nick Cannon is one of my idols.
Yeah, Nick Cannon. He one of those for me too.
Mm-hmm. Nick Cannon, Ice Cube, and 50 Cent. Just for because I have different variations of like my people I idolize. So I idolize Sway, Charlamagne, and Joe for one thing. I idolize Nick, you know, them for one thing, and then you know the people in music and stuff. But Nick, 50, and Ice Cube, just simply because of how they transitioned or took like hip hop into TV, you know, like what the they transition. Did from being hip hop artists and then taking it into to the television world. But saying all this to say, Nick made me never want to call off ever again. Mm-hmm. Nick got into a car accident. He had stitches and two busted lips, stitches on camera, and still came and did the show.
Yeah. He don't fuck around. Nick Cannon has lupus, which is like an autoimmune disease. Like,
yeah.
He don't, like, people don't understand. Like, I'm not the right person to talk to about these things because I'm really one of them people who believe in that, like, that old school mentality, like, by any means. But that comes from place of lack.
Yeah.
Nick Cannon from San Diego. He didn't have opportunities. You know what I'm saying? He had to drive. He had to get out here when he was, like, 16, and, like, Will Smith kind of, like, helped him and, like, when you don't have opportunity, mm-hmm. you will do anything to get opportunity, and you don't take it for granted when you do get it. So yeah. I have immense reason. Nick Cannon put me up on a lot of game on a low that I'm not finna share on the radio.
Yeah,
but like there is a lot of things that people don't understand that goes into the behind the scenes. They think that, oh, I could just have three, four girlfriends and I could just live it up, and like, no, bro, it's work mm-hmm. behind this shit, but people don't understand that.
Yeah, I love Nick. I also gifted him a card game.
Oh, you did give him a whole fashion game?
Yeah, but the gag is he has a card in the deck.
Oh, shit.
So he was trying to open the cards, like, right then and there at the table. And I was like, no, you can't open right
you
now.
Don't know, you don't read
and that. I was like, don't sue me. So he was like, well, I'm not going to sue you. Thank you for telling me. So he says, well, what my cards at? How many baby mamas did Nick Cannon have? But this is the thing about it. Nobody, I really don't know the answer. So I was thinking about making.
That's worse.
And I don't want
to. That don't clear shit up.
I don't want to Google it. So. You know the game. It's a drinking game.
Let me see.
We can't trust Google.
Okay.
Yeah. We can't trust Google.
Oh, so you saying some shit that ain't on, like, public.
Yeah, but I want that to be one of those cards that is, like, people are going to... Cause the point of the whole fashion is I want people to argue.
Yeah, nah,
and debate and stuff, you know? So, and get drunk at the same time. Explain why you giving these answers and stuff like that. So people are going to be arguing about this. People already done been hitting me up. Like, can you tell me the answer to this card, and stuff like that? I don't be fucking knowing. We did... When we do that, Nate? 2 years ago, maybe? We had a girls' night. Everybody came. We made all these questions and stuff. I don't know that. I don't even have to talk. I even forgot I was in the deck.
I can see that.
But like you said, I am an interesting person, and I knew I was tripping. So the other night I sleep was okay. I don't know if I slept well, but I think I did. So look.
I don't know if I slept well, but I think I did.
I think I did.
Did you wake up somewhere else that you didn't start from?
So, this what happened. So, remember we went to Hit Boy thing?
Yeah.
You weren't paying attention. I had the little yellow Goyard purse. Mm-hmm. So, when I go home, I don't leave stuff in the same bag. I empty them out, and then I put them in my closet, and I take everything out, and I put it in this. I have a little storage in my bathroom. A purse, literally a purse storage, so I could just grab everything and put it in the purse. So, I did that. So I dumped everything out. The only thing that stays out are my house keys and my car keys. I put it on my, you know, my ottoman, the little thing with her. So I put that on my ottoman so I could, you know, I could see it. So my AirPods. Okay, I did take a gummy. So look, I was high.
This is going to be one of them days.
So I made me laugh. No, look, I was high, so I fell asleep in the living room, but when I woke up, I grabbed my AirPod case. I just grabbed it, and I don't know what I did after I grabbed it. So I got in bed, though. So I knew that my phone, my AirPod, both my phones, like, I do this. Look, I get in bed, I stack everything up like this, and then I just lay it next to me, I fall asleep. When I woke up, I couldn't find my AirPod case. So the next day, the next 3 days, I was tearing up my house looking for my AirPod case. I was looking for it everywhere. I never found it. The other night, I woke up and my AirPod case was inside one of my empty purses. But the empty purse that was on the dresser that I had already emptied out.
So you think you was clearing purses? Or?
No, I think that I felt it in the bed. I think I felt my AirPod case in the bed sometime in the night. And me just being, you see my house. My house is clean as a motherfucker. So everything has a spot where it goes. Nothing is misplaced in my house. You going to know where the remote's at. So I think that in my head, in my sleep, that I probably woke up, felt it, and then said, let me just put this inside the purse so I won't lose it again. Because I'm telling you, I emptied out all my purses. I was looking everywhere for my fucking AirPods. And when I woke up the morning, it was inside of a purse that I emptied out. So I had to have found it in the bed. That's why I think I was sleepwalking. So Desiree was like, girl, you need to just put some cameras in there. I don't want to put no cameras in my house because I don't want to see no shit I ain't supposed to see.
Of yourself or like some ghoul shit?
Paranormal activity.
Yeah, no, I'm cool on that.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because when I first put the cameras in my house, I was like, oh, hell no.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't want, like that, the AirPods, I woke up, I was crying when I woke up. Because, I mean, not when I woke up, but when I saw it in there and I sat at the edge of the bed, I'm like, I know for a fact I emptied out the purse because I was tearing my house up looking for my AirPods. I'm in all my pants pockets, all my robes, my jackets. Like, I'm looking through everything. The fucking the wash machine. I'm in the crevices of the wash machine and the dryer. I'm pulling up my couch things. I even went back to the dog park to see if I left it in there. Bro, that shit was inside the purse. So it's either somebody put it in there. I was so scared when I woke up that I had told myself I'm not even going to tell nobody about this because my thing has always been if it's a ghost in the house, I don't want the ghost that to know that I know he there. I don't know if the ghost watches the show or if he be following me. He come up here with me to work, so he might hear it. I might be in the safe place right now. A ghost ain't gonna be a female.
Are you tripping?
Ghost is the name is masculine.
Ghost clingy. They clingy. They like to be sneaky.
Sound like a nigga to me. How was your week?
Bro, not as eventful as that. I ain't sleepwalking in my house. That's what I ain't doing.
You be falling.
I fell one, two times.
You be practicing Call of Duty moves.
I have rehearsed in the scenarios, but not because they ain't Call of Duty moves, because you can't slide cancel. Anyway. y'all don't know what the fuck slide cancel.
I don't even know what Call of Duty is. I be confusing Call of Duty, GTA. What's the other one? Fortnite.
Bro, the new GTA finna be crazy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Shit finna be crazy. Anyway.
They need to have Marathon in there.
It's in Miami.
Ah. I thought GTA was always LA.
No.
I told you I don't know nothing about it.
No, it's in Miami now.
Ain't the nigga, the voice is, it's the homie daddy from Hunnit.
Slink?
The other one.
No, fool, that's Franklin, that's old GTA.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
Yes.
See, I know a little something.
That was San Andreas. That shit was wrong.
What's San Andreas?
It was an LA GTA.
Oh, San Andreas.
Yeah, Los Santos. It was like they was gang banging and shit. Grove Street. That was crazy.
They was ghetto the motherfucker. Look at me. Then look at it. Then I'm bandanaed out. Fucking ghetto bitch talking about.
Yeah. Who let her on the radio? But yeah, no. My thing this week has been very good for me, just because I've been back on my fitness tip. I've been doing on.
Proud of you.
I've been regularly. Thank you. I've been regularly on my bike. I feel my face fat, you know, kind of like, you know, so it's like, all right, I'm feeling it. Now I got to start training, though. I got to start weight training. I might take up boxing because I got a tone. I lost a lot of muscle mass when I went pescatarian.
Oh.
So now that I'm pescatarian, like, I got to build my protein in order to get my muscles back in shape. But other than that, I've been noticing that. But, I went to the doctor.
Okay. How was that?
I'm clean. You know what I'm saying?
You got tested?
What? You know how much I pay in health insurance? I run everything. They give me a pap smear, pregnancy test. I do everything.
You do the little colonoscopy?
I ain't, no, listen, it's limit. It's levels to that
shit. You ain't going to my ass.
Yeah. And whatever in there, if I can't push it out, it's staying right there.
Nah, you gotta go get your prostate checked.
Hey, I ain't that old yet, nigga.
Don't make me call Charlamagne.
Call Charlamagne.
Charlamagne gonna talk to you.
Hey, well, listen. Him and Dame, they can figure that shit out.
All that grown shit.
All that grown. Yeah. He's sitting there like, well, you're broke. You want me to listen to this nigga about to go? You know what I'm saying? Fuck that.
Hey, let's get to it. Let's get to Dame, though. Like, what? Because what was that? You know my favorite part is when Dame said, I think you're gay. And Charlamagne said, and I think you're broke.
You know what? It's the tit for tat thing. Okay, I'm going to be honest. If I put the jokes is funny, but if I put the jokes aside, I literally was having this conversation. Shout out to Barry Hefner. Our homie in Atlanta, right? I was talking to Barry and I was like, yo, Gina brought up a really good point about, because we were talking about the Young Thug situation. We were talking about all these different things that's happening in Atlanta. I said, Gina brought up a really good point on some hip hop shit, maybe like last year. I don't remember when you said it, but you were like, I think it was when Dirk first went to jail. It might have been February, March, something like that. When Dirk first went to jail and it was that whole thing going on, I said, Gina said, bro, by the time this shit over, we not gonna have no moguls.
Mm-hmm.
And then what made me think when I saw the Dame Dash interview, is like, well, shit, if that's the alternative, like, I don't know what's, I don't like seeing our moguls in that fashion.
Yeah.
I don't like seeing us not have moguls.
Yeah.
So I don't know how or where to, like, where I'm going to land on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what's worse. It's either bad credit or no credit.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how to feel about it. But I don't like seeing Dame in that way. And then now Cam got to air him out because he got to defend himself.
Right.
And then it's like, it just seemed like, you know, you grew up in a black household. It's like, we don't talk in front of company.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like a lot of talking in front of company going on.
Nigga, this month.
Yeah.
Like, I had took a break. Well, I was attempted to take a break off social media, but you know, the group chat, our group chat was hot.
Hot.
The stuff that was going on. And then, so I got like two other group chats that was hot with, you know, everything that was going on. But I'm not going to say that I'm like disappointed in the culture right now, but I do think we need like a reset button or something. You know, we already talking about the Dame stuff, the Thug stuff happened, what DaBaby just did with the music video.
Mm-hmm.
We got the homegirls fighting on battle rap.
Oh yeah, we gonna get to that.
We got that. Cam'ron and Adrian Broner.
Oh yeah.
The back and forth, you know.
I respect that though.
Well, Cam'ron's not the problem.
Right.
I love the way Cam'ron handled that. But like just this past the pregnancy, the stuff with, you know, Cardi.
Yeah.
Even though she's celebrating
Offset, the whole.
Yes, like it's just so it's a G Herbo, the realest. I'm not cussing no more. So the realest that G Herbo said.
If you say it in your head, you still said it.
Oh, you right. But we didn't give Miles Minnick that rule. We told Miles Minnick it was fine if he said it in his head.
Yeah, but you don't get that pass.
Yeah. Okay. Every day some new shit. G Herbo, the line of the year has to be G Herbo. G Herbo needs to be. I don't know if he is, but selling merch or something, because he is 100% right. Every day some new shit.
Every day.
Literally, it's something new every single day. You got.
See, that's why we got a job, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something to go on every day. But also, my point was.
Hip hop starting to look like Zeus.
Facts. My point was, I just didn't like. I don't know what he went up there for. Like, I don't know what the agenda was.
Dame.
I know that Dame has a lot of business ventures, mm-hmm. and I know that Dame usually has a lot going on. But then it's like, yeah, I'm the so and so revolt, and then it's like, nigga, the revolt said.
Right.
Revolt said, nigga.
Like you said, so like, what's the point?
So what's going on? Like, yeah. What is the purpose of it? I understand, like, certain people, like, you know, come up here even, and they want to get shit off their chest. Cool. But not in a way where it makes it, like, almost like a Tyler Perry play.
Unbearable.
Yeah, and I'm just like, the jokes is funny. I'm a laugh.
Yeah.
But after I'm done laughing, I'm like, damn, I hate that white people see us like that.
What we do? No head, that's been me on a timeline like for the past 2 weeks. Y'all, what are we doing? Have we lost the plot?
Yeah.
We've lost the plot. Mm-hmm. Krishan licking niggas' toes on the. It's all over the internet right now.
For real?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
But it's just like, y'all, what are we.
That ain't my algorithm.
What are we doing?
Anything? That's a Gina Views bar.
We out here doing anything. Because I do be doing anything. But they done took anything to like a whole nother, it's just a whole nother level. And really, I'm starting to think, have we been in a retrograde this year?
Is the years? You said we've been in a what?
In the retrograde.
What the fuck we been in? What? Nigga, we been in. Nigga. Give me a fruit punch, Gatorade.
Gatorade? You don't know about the retrograde?
I know what a retrograde is. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Retrograde. That shit sound like a old football game. On Nintendo. Oh, shit. Well, yeah, you know, you're right, Queen.
For 9 months. Yeah. We've been in this retrograde for 9 months.
Mm-hmm. You know what though? I think that the way the culture is going, like hip hop specifically, with our moguls, you got like the Puff shit, you got Dame, we do have still like some really solid individuals that still like represent us well.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's finna look like you said, 10, 15, 20 years from now. Like I don't know what that's finna look like.
The generations of moguls before us, I think that they're still in good standing. A couple of people done crashed out and did some, you know, crazy stuff, but we still have people to idolize and look up to. We just both said how we look up to Nick Cannon, mm-hmm. Ice Cube, 50 Cent. You done give Jermaine Dupri his flowers. So I feel like Dame Dash is just, with that situation, that's just like kind of like an isolated situation, but I feel like, too, he's also come from the era that's not used to how quick the internet is. Mm-hmm. Because if this was 2007 and he said, I'm the chairman of a network, we wouldn't have went and did all of that research and figuring stuff out. Cam wouldn't have been able to respond so quick and give the whole backstory of what the real situation is. Even just how fast it went. Ebony just did an article on it.
Bro, that Ebony article, crazy. I mean,
Essence. Lauren was able to just quick talk to the somebody over there in publicity. So Dame being caught in so many lies and stuff, I think that, like, let's say he was probably working on the situation and thought that by the time the interview came out it would have hit. But from the story that Cam told, it don't even sound like that.
Yeah.
It don't sound like it was nowhere even near that.
Yeah.
To give people context, if you didn't see Cam's response, he said that Dame looked out for him during the Rockefeller times. And Dame allowed him to release songs under Rockefeller when he needed help.
Yeah.
So he said, he needs something. He need help. What I'm going to do is I got these extra slots over here for my... He said, Revolt is booked up with shows to 2026. So I have these extra slots here that I could put anything I want here. Let me put your content over here, but you have to allow me to executive produce it. Mm-hmm. And somewhere, somehow, 50 Cent got involved in that. You know, so... that don't sound like Chairman.
No.
But I'm also not here to tell nobody that they lying.
No.
You know?
I don't know what the fuck is going on. I just know that within...
We just need topics to fill the show.
Within hours?
We don't give a fuck about nothing.
Within hours, Lauren was like, well, you know, I talked to so-and-so and it was over with.
Nigga, but Lauren is a goat.
I've been telling niggas.
Lauren came back like, Nope, talk to Revolt. The other day she came and said, nope, talk to Desiree Perez.
Yeah.
You know, like, Lauren, get down to it.
Yeah, no, but salute to our black entities and moguls that, you know, are thriving and representing the culture. Also, I want to shout out to Jermaine Dupri, like you said, because Metro Boomin, Metro Boomin just dropped his album.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a period piece. And it was like... this sound like Atlanta in, you know, 2006 or whatever it was, right? And so when I listened to the new album that Jermaine Dupri just dropped, the Magic City piece, it made me kind of envious because we don't have those pieces from our side. Like, we don't have, like, oh, this is what L.A. sound like in so-and-so. They think we sound like that now. Like, people look at, like, Los Angeles – like, it's 96 all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that other regions get away with doing that, where they can, like, oh, I'm going to do this period piece, or I'm going to, like, Jeezy did the Can't Ban the Snowman campaign again. Like, we don't get those nostalgias because we just nostalgia all year round around this motherfucker. So I just wanted to point out that I'm envious of that, but shout out to Metro Boomin.
Metro Boomin also tweeted he wanted to know which platform should he sit down with. And I want to shout out to everybody who supported us, everybody who watched the show. Whether you tuned in via YouTube or you just watching clips on TikTok and Instagram and Twitter, we got a lot of people tagging us.
Yeah.
I got a lot of mentions.
Tagged a lot. I did text Metro, too.
Thirsty as a motherfucker.
I wasn't texting him like, I just like, yo, what you think about pulling up? He was like, yeah, for sure. Let's you know, we can talk about it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, yeah, for sure.
Okay, Metro.
Shout out to Metro.
I want to say that we kind of talked about it earlier when we first started the show, right?
What?
About Metro? Doing something we wanted to.
Yeah, with Metro?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because that was right after Mustard did Can't Flogna, and he played the Like That record at Can't Flogna.
Other news, Cardi B did just reveal or confirm the pregnancy rumors.
That's crazy.
Cardi told I love this rollout. I love this rollout. I don't know if this is, so context.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi said that she didn't have, it's not enough money in the budget. So she's doing I don't know if traditional is the right way, but I guess like the old school way of marketing your album.
Yeah.
Like doing real street, street work or whatever.
Promo.
Mm-hmm. So she sat down with Gayle King. She did a few news outlets, and she confirmed her pregnancy, but she said that she just wasn't ready to reveal that to the world. She wanted to reveal it when she was comfortable with it, when she found out, you know, if her baby was good and healthy and stuff like that. So by the time y'all listen to this or watch this, I'm sorry, the album is already out.
Yeah, Cardi's
out. We haven't heard it yet. So we're not going to be able to talk about it till next show. But the album is out now. She also announced tour.
Which blew me, because if she confirmed the pregnancy and announced the tour, how the fuck is she going to go on tour?
It depends on how far along she is. She still looks small. So I get what you're saying, because that's the same thing I was wondering. But she did a video where she was basically explaining her timeline, or how she sees her timeline. And she said after she delivered the baby, she's going to get right into
working. Oh, she's going to have the baby first.
Yeah, and Gail asked, I think Gail asked her, if I'm not mistaken, Gail, don't quote me, but I believe Gail asked, when is the baby due? And she said, before the tour starts. And I believe Gail responded back and said, well, the tour starts in February. That's how it went, right? Yeah. It was like something like that.
Yeah, because I was like, how's she going to go on tour in February and she got a baby on the way?
Right.
I mean, the math to me is crazy, unless she's hella far along.
So she would have to be, we're in the 9th month of the year right now. So she would have to be like 6 or 7 months, maybe. We in September, so she probably is due like maybe, or maybe like November, maybe November, December.
December, it got to be December, because you can't just have no baby in January, go on tour in February. And
I believe her, didn't they just celebrate the birthday of one of the kids? Was it the new baby? Yeah, so.
To me, that's just a lot of, I mean, my mom was, so this is too TMI, but my brother and my sister are 10 months apart. Mm-hmm. Okay, so for 2 months a year, they the same age. They not twins. Mm-hmm. So they was getting, it is what it is. It was for 2 years, 2 years passed by, and I didn't know what my mom looked like not pregnant.
So, you always pregnant.
Pregnant, 2 years. So I'm, in my mind, I just know what that recovery was like. So I don't know women's body like that, but I don't know how you deliver a baby and then 3-4 weeks later, you on the road type shit. So it got to be, to me, if I'm doing the math on some just human shit, it got to be December.
I remember her, it got to be December, especially being that, because we still have to factor in that 6 week period that you can't be intimate. So if the baby just turned one, and then you think about that 6 weeks, then she got to be probably like 6 months or something right now, with probably like 3 or 2 months to go. Okay. You know?
I'm trying not to be in her business, but I'm just like, bro, that's a lot on the body.
Yeah.
Tour is no joke. People be taking that shit lightly.
But the way I remember Cardi, one thing, Cardi's a hard worker.
Facts.
So, and she don't stop. Even the way we looking at this rollout, like the way that she's doing this rollout, oh my goodness. The album is available on DoorDash. But if you believe that she's having a boy, you order one version of the album. And then if you believe she's having a girl, you order the other version of the album. The marketing behind this shit is just amazing. And then the title, Am I the Drama? And then she's doing a bunch of dramatic things. A
whole bunch of dramatic things.
The baby bump. The fake baby bump that she had. Beyonce's hair care line, Sacred, just did a post that said, the person who's supposed to be on this post does not, the person who's supposed to be on this post did not like her blowout. Something like that. She got so much drama. It was like something like that. So, again, at this moment, y'all, we ain't been on our phones or nothing, so we don't know if it's been revealed. If Cardi B has a collab with Sacred. But if that is Cardi, that's fucking amazing. So, it's just the way that she's doing it. Even, I love all the pop-ups that she's doing. I love how she's getting so in touch with the fans. She just did Breakfast Club. They gave her a baby shower.
I like how she's not taking it too serious.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, I need some money for diapers. Or it's her.
Well, she did say she needed money for another BBL.
Okay, that
she
too.
She did see that. Yeah. But it's just the way that she again, we haven't heard the album yet, so I'm just hoping that this and then this the other thing that people are not even considering, like she throughout the process of this project, she's going through a breakup, and not a regular breakup, a divorce where she's been getting cheated on a lot, you know, like she, and then dealing with all this public stuff, with the stuff that he's doing publicly, and then I move on to get into another relationship, and now y'all are in my business about my new relationship and whatever he got going on. Then you got news reporters being fucking unprofessional and asking questions like, so who's the baby dad? Then she went to court because she was getting sued.
She's
doing all this while holding a child and grieving. I mean, I don't know if she's grieving him, but grieving a breakup, you know? And then still having to show up as a mother and a girlfriend and an artist.
Yeah. She doing a lot.
She not the, Cardi, you not the drama.
Cardi cooking.
We are.
Cardi cooking.
Part two, deluxe. Y'all the drama, not me. Yeah, Cardi's not the problem.
Cardi's not the problem. That's the campaign.
That Cardi is not the problem.
I also like that Cardi just a real nigga. Like, she just, you know what? I'm going to take what I said back earlier. She did Coachella pregnant with Culture.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
And if I'm not mistaken, her snapback game is so crazy.
It was crazy.
Every time that she started working, she kept working. After the baby, Cardi, for people to have such a critique on Cardi for giving us one album throughout this whole time, when have we seen Cardi not? I don't follow her.
But she always on you.
She always working. When have we seen Cardi B not working? Cardi B might be one of the hardest working female artists, and she's still working one album.
Yeah, well, Cardi, not the drama. We are, apparently, according to Gina Views.
Yeah, we are the drama.
Shout out to Cardi.
Shout out to Tusi as well. So Tusi just received an offer from Sacramento State to play football.
I'm excited for this just because Tusi is an athletic individual. He comes from athletic background.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how into sports he is. He got up in the middle of our interview. To go place his bet. Put my picks in.
And Tusi, you never sent me them picks. He sold us. He lied to us that day. He told us he was going to send us his picks.
He did say that.
You over here winning $500,000 over there on prize picks. I need to leave here with something. Where my cut at?
Shout out to Tusi, too, because Sacramento State is in California.
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Everybody want to come out here.
You know what I hope? You know what I hope, though? I don't know where this is going to take him or, you know, how long he'll be doing it. But because the other thing is he got to really be a student.
Yeah.
If you get an offer.
But Tusi rich as shit.
You think, all right, we ain't going to do that to him.
Yeah.
Because I was going to throw an idea out there. Yeah.
Bro, with all of the apps and the people that be there every day, like, he could live in his house still.
Yeah.
We're in practice, I'll be there, book the jet.
Send a lookalike.
Yeah.
Send a Uber chopper.
He'd be like, yeah, but you got to go to class. What class? I didn't even know I was in that class.
Yeah, but I don't know how far this will go, but imagine if he ended up getting drafted.
Okay, now that's crazy because I was thinking about the same thing, but I was thinking about it from a hip-hop standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have artists who are actively athletes, mm-hmm. but then rap.
Mm-hmm.
And Tusi is like a really big star.
Yeah.
Like, he do arenas.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about somebody who's an active athlete, but is also an artist that's really successful. We haven't had that before.
Yeah. All right.
J. Cole, man, that shit don't count. Because, not like that, but
J. Cole just called it straight.
He didn't catch no straight. He wasn't actively. All right, where the fucking fall off at then?
Oh, shit.
I'm saying, like, where's the.
What, like, you been doing?
He's not putting out music while he was playing basketball. Mm-hmm. He literally was like, I'm over this music shit, and went to go play basketball.
Do y'all know this is my first time ever hearing this? I didn't even know. Y'all just taught me something.
Yeah, J. Cole went to Africa to play basketball.
I had no
He
clue.
Was cool on you niggas. I'm out of here, nigga. Fuck this shit. I'm gone, nigga. This shit too much drama. Cardi B.
But Tusi is not a rapper. Tusi has a large enough catalog that he could take a break from music.
Touche. But Tusi not going to do that. Let's say he did get drafted. Tusi uh-huh. dropping an album same day.
But knowing Tusi, because we both follow him,
mm-hmm.
he posts snippets and unreleased stuff all the time.
Yeah.
He probably got two or three albums done.
He for sure got two or three albums done.
At least EPs or you know, little small projects or something. He got them done.
I ain't gonna blast him, but I know about
shit.
He got a record with somebody that you would never expect him having a record with. I'm like,
Ed Sheeran.
What? I mean, it's not far off, but
no.
I just think my last point on it is we have all of these artists who are not active at the time that they're active in both.
Mm-hmm.
Toosie's 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a possibility that he could possibly exist in both spaces simultaneously, and we haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Like a nigga that perform at the bowl and perform in a halftime show.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's hard.
Like, nigga, you perform at your own halftime show in your pads.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I'm telling you. That's like, the marketing would be crazy.
Yeah. No, I want him to go far with it.
Yeah.
But tell me this. What rapper, and don't pick anybody who's already athletic. Like, you can't pick
Chris Brown.
A Flaw J.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Chris Brown's cool. You can't pick, like, a Flaw J or a Dame Lillard or Iman.
Well, the answer is Chris Brown to whatever you finna ask me. I'm just keeping it a buck, nigga. Chris Brown, the most athletic nigga ever.
Okay, what? Okay,
flew around a stadium. He did flips while singing, landed, hit choreography, nigga. Chris Brown, whatever you finna ask.
Whatever
me.
It is. Okay.
Fuck you talking about? Nigga?
Well, y'all tell us in the comments. What artist would you like to see join a sports team?
Chris Brown. What you mean?
You know who else would be good? He conditioned for it. I don't even know if condition is the right term. I'm just using a sports term thing. I know what I'm talking about. I've seen him practicing and playing baseball, Fredo Bang.
Oh, Fredo's athletic, yeah.
Yeah.
Fredo's athletic for sure. Actually, okay, Chris Brown's a singer. Let me go rapper.
Partisan Fontaine. He does the crew league. With Revolt?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think who they always having them celebrity games every year for BET.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, nigga.
They be putting anybody over there.
They do, but I ain't going to hold you.
Oh. Quavo, for sure.
Quavo, yeah.
And Kaylin.
I'm not going to hold you, though.
What?
I seen Bow Wow play basketball, and I think they play celebrity flag football or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He fast.
Bow Wow know how to play Bow Wow better know how to play basketball. That's like Mike. If you telling me this nigga didn't know how to play basketball.
He did the baseball movie too, though.
Doing. What baseball movie?
Didn't he do the baseball movie?
Which one?
He was in.
Bow Wow wasn't in Hardball.
Oh, that was Hardball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bow Wow wasn't in Hardball. Them niggas was not playing baseball. Yeah.
Oh no, that's not the movie I was thinking. It was where they were little. I can't remember, but
Little Rascals.
Nah, it was a newer version of that.
Oh, okay.
But I would say Bow Wow. Like if I had to pick a rapper,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Blueface would get in the field.
Blueface.
He played football. I think he did played Pop football. Warner yeah, or high school or something. He did something.
Yeah, he played football.
But he's during his rap career, he's like got on the field. I don't know what the field is, but he's like got on the field and played. Kalen, I don't know if people know that. Kalen was supposed to get drafted.
Like, oh, shit.
He played college football.
Oh, okay.
So early on before Kalen was serious about music, I want to say he was going to school in San Diego. But yeah, he was playing football, and it was like that was the future for him.
To do football.
And then he took music serious.
Took music serious.
So I would like to see Kalen get back in there. And Kalen even got a tweet off. Do y'all want to see me get back on the field?
Would you classify Kalen as a rapper though?
Well, I said artist.
Artist, yeah. But I took Chris Brown off the table because he's not a rapper.
Yeah, yeah.
By trade. So that's why I went, okay, Bow Wow. Because I've actually seen Bow Wow play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to go off people, not that I heard.
That
but
you
actually,
know of.
That
yeah.
I saw them play before. I'm like, oh, that nigga can play.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Well, while we're speaking about athletes, there's a Drake leak of a new song, and he gets at LeBron.
Well, this Drake leak. Okay, which one you want first? The pros or the cons? Either way, they're going to cook me.
Either way.
But, okay, so.
Let me go before you go.
Okay, go ahead.
The song is hard.
Yes.
The leak is fucking hard. Drake, this is the shit that we want you to do.
To talk your shit.
I want you to talk your shit. I want you to flex. All we've been waiting on is for Drake. Well, essentially, that's what he did with What Did I Miss? But that just kind of still seemed a little tone deaf. But this leak. It's giving me the idea that Drake has, and this is my theory. I have no information. I don't know anything. My theory that I think is that he's intentionally dropping trash music.
What?
Why haven't we got this one first?
I don't think he had it.
You don't think he had it? Mm. You think he just made it? Mm. Drake ain't been doing nothing but in the studio.
I don't think he just made it like this week.
I think he's intentionally giving us trash music because look at this. What has been the consensus recently on social media? We need Drake to come save hip hop. That's what people been saying. We need Drake to come save hip hop. We need crazy. Drake to come fix this shit. So since y'all need me to come save hip hop, this nigga, well, not to say he say, I don't think Drake is saying he whipped my ass, but y'all let this nigga kick my back in for a whole year. Every network, every TV show, every company, every organization was doing plays off of Not Like Us. I'm not giving y'all shit. And you got the situation that you got going on with the parent label. Mm-hmm. I'm about to just give y'all weak ass music then. Tell that nigga to come save hip hop. Y'all said I'm not like y'all.
Yeah, I don't think that. I think he thinks that he's dropping heat. And he just don't know.
He probably don't think it's bad, but he knows this is not 6 p.m. in New York. This is not 4 p.m. in Calabasas.
I just, okay. Let me.
He's not giving us the shit that we fuck with Drake for. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And that's why I think it's intentional.
I'm taking it from the perspective of him being lost. Okay. And probably tone deaf, just because I don't think someone of that magnitude would have an ego that would allow them to put out trash shit.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
So
maybe trash is the wrong word. Okay, maybe non-traditional mid. Drake music.
Mid. According to his standard, that shit mid.
Okay.
So I don't think that his ego will allow him to put out mid records. Mm-hmm. This record is substantially better than all the other shit he's put out.
Yes.
Right? Yes, it is. I don't necessarily care to hear the Yeet-like records, mm-hmm. Yeet-like beats, and like, you know, I don't want to hear that from him. I want him to rap.
You don't want no YN Drake.
I don't want YN Drake, but I also don't want Woes Is Me Drake. I don't know what happened. Where are my friends? Like, I don't want to hear that shit. Like, everybody know what happened. Cool. Mm-hmm. But I do like this song. I like this song better than all the other songs that he's put out. Mm-hmm. So I'm satisfied if this is the direction moving forward. But I just, now here's the con. The critique is, why are we back to this double dutch shit? Where it's like, is it a record? Is it not? Who got the record? I don't got the fucking record.
Well.
Where's the record?
But look, so I think that this might be a part of one of the episodes because he was mad about the leak. So he called Aiden Ross mad about it.
Yeah, no, I saw
it. And then it was like two kids at like stream or whatever that had put it out. So I do think that we were about to get it. If this was a episode, what are we on? We would be on episode 4. So if this is that, I think that we probably were going to get it, but they leaked it so early. Or this is something that you've been had for however long, and that's also why you probably upset about it because you might have not wanted to put it out. Because he gets very direct.
Or you leaked it, and part of the strategy is to act like you mad that it leaked.
You know what's about to happen? Because I'm in the clip right there. They about to tear your ass up. When I cut the clip, I'm cutting it right there. It's going to say, "Back them immediately." What?
I'm just saying, like, I don't trust nothing that's going on no more.
Yeah.
Until the song is, and this is until literally was my the first time I ever got involved in this shit. Yeah. This was my same critique.
Claim your record.
Is this your record or is it not your record, yeah, bro? You're upset about some random niggas putting your song out, mm-hmm, but won't put the song out or won't like what are we doing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yeah, I'm not gonna be your boyfriend, but you can't have a boyfriend.
That's how it go.
That shit crazy.
I know. And I'm sending that to a nigga tonight. That's it. That's what they be doing.
Bro, that's crazy behavior to me.
Yeah.
That don't make sense to me.
Do you mind if we get into some girl talk?
Let's do it.
So you know I'm a battle rap fan. Did you just clock it?
Is that what that was?
You didn't catch a gnat.
How you know?
It ain't no gnats in this building. Gnats can't get in here.
Spell gnat.
It's like panat.
No. No, it's not.
It's not panat. One of them letters in there is silent. Oh, gnat. Gnat. It's gnat. I knew something was silent.
Just go ahead. What?
Well, why do we need letters that's silent? Like,
because some white people came over here from Europe and started a hood.
Kick that silent motherfucker out.
They came over here and started a hood and didn't know the politics. That's what happened. So go ahead.
I done missed battle rap. Oh, before I even get into that, shout out to Arsenal. Arsenal is one of the most disrespectful, if not the most disrespectful battle rapper in battle rap history. Arsenal said my name.
What do you mean?
Arsenal name said my name in the battle. He just battled a homegirl. Shout out to my friend, Jazz the Rapper. He just battled Jazz against her. He said my name, and the bar was something, something, your homegirl seemed confused, but this would never be nothing that a Gina viewed, something like that. I don't know it verbatim. Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Arsenal said my name. Oh. Arsenal said my name. Oh. Arsenal saying my name is like Geechee, Tay Rock, Sue Surf, Charlie Clips, Hitman, Holla, Conceited. Any of them niggas say my name, I'm doing backflips in the living room. Mm-hmm. I missed the battle. Mm. I missed the battle. Shout out to Larry J. Larry J texted me like, this nigga Arsenal just said your name.
Oh, shit.
So I was scared because he's so disrespectful.
Yeah.
So it's a little running joke right now. Jazz is known for the jazz face, which is the thing. So when I just hosted Geechee's event where Coffee and A-War battled, people was tweeting like, damn, we got Gina and Jazz together at the same time. We need to see the Gina and Jazz face, you know? Mm-hmm. So whatever. It's just a little battle rap love, whatever. But so Coffee Brown, that's the homegirl too. Shout out to my girl Coffee. And
where's she from?
Official Coffee from San Bernardino.
San Bernardino. And then, I knew she was from here, from somewhere.
I think, I don't know where Official is from. I want to say she's from the Midwest, but I'm really not.
I thought she was from Detroit, but I don't know if that's where she's from.
Yeah, I'm really not sure, and I don't want to get it wrong. Y'all can correct this in the comments. But everybody seen the clip by now. Coffee and Official was battling. Coffee gets a bar off about Official's mom passing away
yeah.
And then Official took off on her.
She dropped her water. Because that water drop.
Yeah.
And it was like, to me, it was a whole motion. It was like water drop, fist ball, swing.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, shit. Because the thing is, if somebody is drinking the water, mm-hmm. like if I'm drinking this Red Bull,
yeah,
you don't expect me to punch you with the same fist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? You supposed to hit me with the other fist.
Because I low-key don't even expect you to hit me anyway because you have water in your hand, you know?
Yeah, like you're literally hydrating.
Yeah.
Like, pick a struggle. Yeah. Hydrate or swing. Like, you can't, like, that shit crazy.
She said combination.
Yeah, that was the craziest part. The second craziest part was, I don't know what wrestling move she was trying to do.
Oh, that kick.
That kick was crazy.
That kick was crazy.
like why she? Because when you start, I may have seen people get stomped on, right?
Yeah.
So you usually take one foot and you do it.
Mm-hmm.
She did a double jump and tried to land on the lady. And I was like, what the fuck is it? And then they had to catch her and she was sliding. I was just like, yeah, she didn't plan that. That was all reaction.
And what's crazy is I also don't even think Coffee planned it.
No, you didn't plan it. You're punching the face.
So no, I'm talking about the bar.
Oh, okay.
It was a rebuttal. So yeah. I still have not seen the battle. I seen, shout out to Hitman Holla and Murder Mook battled, mm-hmm. and that was a good one.
Yeah,
that's the only one I seen. But Coffee and Official, so I guess around from what because I missed the battle, but I've been tuned into the war. Like, they've been getting into it on live. It's been Twitter back and forth. They in spaces. Like, it's a whole lot going on. So just to give you some backstory, in round two, Official says something. She mentions Coffee's baby father. I don't know to what capacity because, I said, I haven't seen a battle. And everybody's been clipping only that one part.
Mm.
So Coffee said, well, I didn't plan on mentioning her mom, but since she mentioned my baby daddy who's passed away, I took it upon myself to, you know, go ahead and
get that off.
The thing is, which is crazy, is that we tear people up for being sensitive in music, in diss tracks, in battle rap. And you're supposed to, like, just take everything on the chin and accept it just because it's rap. I've been watching battle rap for a long time. I done seen people, the battle that just happened, Hitman and Murder Mook. Hitman pulled out a whole paperwork and was saying how, you know, Murder, I don't want to say what he said. Y'all got to go watch the battle. But he said all this stuff about him. A lot of name calling, a lot of allegations, you know, and stuff like that, that are not too far off from disrespecting the dead. Like, it's pretty disrespectful. Yeah. No disrespect is worse than the other one, but it's just all disrespect, and he kind of just, you know, like, sat there and took it. So people were coming at Official for starting a fight during an event. Because you're supposed to take it as, you know, it's just rap.
I was going to ask you about the etiquette, like battle rap etiquette.
I think there's two ways to look at it. So the first way is, as a battle rap viewer, a battle rap fan, a battle rapper, a battle rap connoisseur, whatever you are in the battle rap culture, they look at it in the way that I just explained it, where you're not supposed to take anything personal. It's all content. You've seen they shake hands afterwards, they hug and everything. They be friends. They go to the club afterwards. Don't nobody want to fuck the money up. As a human, I don't give a fuck about none of that. That's my mama. Her mama just, you know, she just passed away. But as a fan, it's like, hold on, you mentioned her, you know, situation. She came back and said that. You can't tell nobody, though, how to react or how to grieve. And if it costs me my back end, or, you know, whatever the case, and that's just what it is, because at the end of the day, one thing, you know how I feel with what I say, I will die by my name. I don't play about getting lied on. I don't play about, you know, like, certain stuff. So I get both sides. Like, I get that she said something about your baby father first and he passed away. So this is another layer. Official was saying that Coffee is completely lying about her baby daddy even being dead. Oh. She's saying, no, your baby daddy is dead to you. You made that. You know, you said that. So it's been a whole thing where the baby daddy got on, like, whatever. We don't get into all that. They can go find that. But I just get it. I don't know. I just get it both ways. I understand it both ways.
So my thing is, because remember when we had Ray Vaughn up here and we was talking about that line, mm-hmm. I think what the only time that I could actually draw a line in my mind is when someone tells you what the line is.
Yeah.
If I make it, if we about to engage in rap beef or get on stage and I give you a phone call and I'm like, hey, this is the line.
Yeah.
And you intentionally egress on that line, mm-hmm. then okay, I can see the rest of the shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not well versed enough in the battle rap world to speak on it, how you can speak on it. But from my perspective, it depends on who violated first.
Yeah.
And that would determine how I judge the other person.
So that's how Coffee's going about it.
Right.
So Coffee is like, you violated me first in the second round, so I came back and said what I had to say.
And then you got to take it.
In the third round. But Official thing is, I didn't violate you because yours is not gone. Mine is. So you cross the line. But Coffee is like, how you going
to
tell me
how to feel about it?
No, how you going to tell me that he not dead? I'm telling you my baby daddy dead, and you telling me he not dead.
Understood.
Basically. So now that's a whole nother thing. If she's lying about that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so many different layers.
Well, here's the thing. It don't matter.
It don't matter. But this is how I feel too. They have also lost the plot. Because now the conversation is he dead or not? Versus, it don't matter if I feel away. Ooh.
Yeah.
If I feel away and I'm still grieving from my mom loss, then I reacted that way. That should be the conversation, is if who's wrong or who's right based off of how somebody reacted. But like I said, as a battle rap fan, I totally get it. I get when they say you're not supposed to fuck up the money and fuck up the event. But as a human, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I just lost my mom. Oh my gosh, so I was going to stop cussing. The retainers were supposed to remind me to not cuss.
They won't.
It's you know fine. What I think I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to print a picture of my mom and my dad.
No, because then we're not going to get none of the hot shit. We don't get none of the stories. No.
But I really want to stop cussing. As me getting into this, like, new, mature,
yeah,
like,
I get it.
I don't want to drink. I don't want to cuss. I want to grease my scalp every night.
Let's do a whole show with no cursing. Let's try to do it.
Next episode?
Next episode.
Okay. We have to do something, though.
What?
We have to give somebody something.
If we curse?
Yeah.
Give who?
One of the viewers, I guess.
So a listener.
They can tell us how they want us to do it. Let's let them do that. And all then right. We'll read the comments. All and right. Then next week, if we agree with what they
say. So
saying,
we need 2 weeks to set it up. Yeah. This week, leave us a comment on this video on YouTube or in our comment section, wherever, and let us know what the penalty should be. We'll go through them. We'll poll. We'll ask, whatever. And then we'll decide. And then with the next episode after that, we will implement it.
Yeah. We want y'all to hold us accountable.
Correct.
Before we get up out of here, I wanted to know, what's a dish that most people love but you hate it?
I don't like pudding.
Pudding? We don't need pudding. Pudding can go.
All of them, no.
Wait.
All of them.
No. But wait.
Yes. Banana pudding.
Oh, you don't even like banana pudding?
Pudding packs.
You ain't. Uh-uh.
All that.
I'm telling you right now, you ain't taste pudding in things.
I don't like puddings, fool. No. I don't like none of that gooky shit in my mouth. I don't like custard donuts. I don't like jelly donuts. I don't like pudding. Mm-hmm. I don't like
Cool Whip.
I don't like ice cream. I don't like frosting. I don't like buttercream. None of that shit.
You been waiting to get this off. Fuck Bad Boy as a staff record label and as a motherfucking crew. And if you eat pudding, then fuck you too.
Puree. I don't
know. One of you little niggas got sickle cell or something.
You gotta back the fuck up before you get
smacked. Back the fuck up.
I don't like none of it. My mom used to make ambrosia. You know what that is?
No.
It's a gang of Cool Whip with pistachio nut pudding, and it's all mixed up, and you just eat it. It tastes.
That's because she was always pregnant.
It's just.
I'm sorry, mama. I'm sorry. He shouldn't have told me that you always be pregnant.
That's because she was always pregnant.
He shouldn't have told me he was always
like
pregnant.
Like, my mom is a cow producing milk just year. Hey, you know somebody didn't know that?
What?
That in order for us to get milk, cows got to be pregnant. Oh, my God. Do you just produce breast milk?
I'm not a cow.
Nigga, they're living things. They have to be pregnant to produce milk.
Yeah, but all living things don't operate the same. You know that. Out of my skin don't shed either.
Okay, well.
You gotta be pregnant? I mean, they gotta be pregnant?
That's what you just said, my mom.
You told us about your mom. You told us that.
Your mom's pregnant year round. You know what I'm saying?
Check the timestamps. He said it first, mom. Look at the timestamps, mom. He said it first. I did not say it first.
What's your dish?
My dish, okra.
Yeah, that could go.
All okra forms, can go.
Fried, grilled, all of it.
Cream of wheat.
That's kind of crazy.
Why do we need cream of wheat?
Well, which one do you like? Oatmeal, malt oatmeal? Which one?
I like oatmeal.
Okay, I can deal with that.
Stuffing can go.
You don't like dressing?
What do I need that for? You're chewing a rug.
It's not a rug. Well, that's who dressing you been eating?
Yeah, when you put gravy on it, it's a wet rug.
No, nigga, our shit don't need no dressing.
It be moist.
Yeah.
Did you bring weird. Me?
Nowhere with you, nigga.
What you trying to say about my people?
Hey, whatever you saying.
I guess the food you don't like though does essentially come from the way it was cooked in your household.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or other people made it.
No, because that means that you don't like other people cooking. But you know, like, food you just don't like? Like, it probably come from...
it being cooked bad?
Yeah.
Nah, because I love my mom's mac and cheese, but as she aged, she started experimenting. And I was like, bro, this mac and cheese... I had to call her. I went on the radio with it one year. I was like, hey, this mac and cheese is terrible.
You've been doing her following the radio.
My mom know. It's all content.
See, mac and cheese, it's a way you got to do mac and cheese. So I just made mac and cheese for the first time.
Okay.
And it was the best mac and cheese I ever had.
Okay.
Now, I did get my recipe from TikTok, but it was black people TikTok. It was the black side of TikTok.
Okay.
And it was good. The second time I made it, I missed one ingredient. worst macaroni I ever tasted in my life. It threw it all the way off. So macaroni, not one in the ones, but and yams.
I like yams, but yams would go with the marshmallows. I think I said that before. I don't like that. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I don't care about yams. Like, because what's the purpose? Yams ain't nothing but a sweet potato.
Yeah.
It can go.
You don't like sweet potatoes?
That's like eating sugar fries.
No, it's not. You don't like sweet potato fries?
No, that's stupid. That's sugar fries. It's sweet fries.
It's not sugar, though.
Bro, it's sweet. Okay, it's sweet fries. Why do I want sweet fries?
Okay, well, let me think. It's one more that I was thinking of when you was
talking. I'm missing a lot.
I'm missing hella. Well, let us know what you think. What's the food that can go?
I'm missing so much. I want to come back for part two next week.
Yeah, name a dish that most people love, but you could do without it. You hate it. Every pudding could die. All of it. It could just go. I don't like none of that. And then also,
I don't like hot fruit.
You don't like hot fruit?
I like peach cobbler, but I don't like apple pie and everything else. Hot fruit.
Hot fruit? You mean cooked fruit?
Cooked fruit.
So you don't like plantains?
Hell no. Nah. Hell no. Nah. Don't even. Hell no. Nah. No.
Oh, you know, you got to go to the Caribbean spot I be going to.
I don't like it.
What you don't like about plantains?
I want a real banana.
Plantains are a real banana. Banana's fake.
Oh, take us out of here. Wrap this shit the fuck up. I don't want to. I love my bananas. You not finna fuck it up for me like they just fucked up. 80%
of the bananas in the United States are. Anyway.
La, 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 la.
We have a live show. Make sure Monday you tune in. Turn all your notifications on all our platforms, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever, all of the things. We're going to be announcing the live show, where it's going to be, how you can get involved. And we may not have a special guest pulling up. All of the things, so make sure you tap in for the live show. Also, go to culturemerch.shop and get that merch effective immediately. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and also go to
HopeFashions.com, GinaViews.LA. You can get the card game and the t-shirts.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. It's effective immediately.